Macmillan Audio presents High Crimes by Michael D'Antonio and Peter Eisner. Narrated for you by Robert Fass. Many of us, indeed, have a feeling that we are living in a country where lunatics, hooligans, and eccentrics have got the upper hand. British Ambassador to Germany, writing from Berlin, June 30th, 1933. Introduction. Just another witch hunt by Nancy Pelosi and the do-nothing Democrats. Donald Trump, President of the United States, via Twitter, September 29th, 2019. As Virginia Congressman Gerald Connolly walked a private corridor to a conference room hidden inside the Capitol, his mind was divided. This wasn't a new condition. A decade in Congress had taught Connolly, a white-haired 69-year-old with a brushy mustache, to deal with the fact that issues constantly competed for his attention. Also, members of Congress were always occupied simultaneously by the business of governing, legislation, hearings, constituent concerns, and by the game of election politics. If you couldn't juggle it all, you didn't belong in the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi had agreed to spend a little time listening to a few House Democrats who wanted more vigorous support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Connolly had worked on this issue since the 1980s, when he was an aide to the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. It mattered to him. But in this moment, on the morning of September 26, 2019, an immediate crisis was overwhelming Washington and pushing aside every other concern. President Donald Trump had tried to extort an ally, Ukraine, by withholding promised military aid for its war against Russia until he received help in his campaign for re-election. This scheme involved him in a variation on the scandal of the 2016 campaign, when Russia made a sweeping online effort to boost him, harm his opponent, and sow confusion among voters. The outlines of the new plot, revealed by a whistleblower, indicated an abuse of power unparalleled in the history of the presidency. For House Democrats like Connolly, the Ukraine ploy capped a long list of offenses, including obstruction of justice and accepting emoluments, money from foreign and domestic sources, that had already qualified Trump for impeachment. For months, they had pushed Pelosi to support a vigorous impeachment process, but she had resisted. Obstruction and emoluments are difficult things to explain. Impeachment is the most profound action Congress can take against a wayward president. Pelosi didn't want to pursue it unless the path was clear-cut. So, even as 200 members of her caucus had called for action, she had resisted to the point where it seemed she would move only in the event that Trump was caught during a crime in progress. Then he was. In the very moment when Trump had seemed to escape accountability for all his other apparent crimes, he had recklessly engaged directly in this obvious and blatant corruption. He had done so during a phone call with Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, which had been monitored in real time and then reviewed later by dozens of White House national security experts. Many of these men and women were career officials who had sworn to protect the United States of America, not the person of Donald Trump. At least one had been so alarmed by what had transpired on the call that he or she had used a formal process for reporting executive branch national security breaches to a small group of senators and representatives with the clearances and authority to investigate. The investigation and press reports about the call had led to this point, where impeachment was more likely than ever. Inside the speaker's conference room, Connolly noted the clear autumn sunlight that streamed through the windows that overlooked the National Mall. Water tumblers and glass bowls filled with foil-wrapped Ghirardelli chocolates were...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?